The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen Dek. 18. The complainant, a store manager in Sawa Sen Mills at 5000 Canoe Pass Way, reported that an unknown male stole $600 from a cash register, while two other unknown men were believed to be assisting him by distracting staff. The male was described as tall, bald, medium complexion, 35 to 40 years, wearing glasses and all black clothing. Investigation continuing for CCTV dissemination. Dec. 17. A retail employee at Sawa Sen Mills reported that two women stole approximately $150 of clothing from the store. The first female was described in her 30s with black hair in a bun, wearing a black jacket, black shirt, blue jeans, and white shoes. The second female also in her 30s with black hair in a bun wearing an orange shirt, blue jeans, and white shoes. CCTV available. Patrols of the mall, parking lot neg. Dec. 17. Construction site security reported a male walking through a construction site in the 6300 block of Market Avenue. The male's presence was identified through CCTV security cameras on site. Police attended and conducted extensive foot patrols, but did not find any evidence of anyone on the property. Of note, numerous sets of tools and other building supplies sitting out in the open. No suspects. Dec. 17. Police dispatch received a phone call with an open line. Shortly after taking the call, the phone line disconnected. A 10-year-old answered the return call and advised police dispatch the call was accidental. Police spoke with the child's mother. Officers attended the residence and did not observe any signs of distress. Dec. 15. A complainant reported she was the victim of fraud. She advised that her phone had been hacked, which led to her Facebook account being compromised, and the theft of her banking and driver's license details. The complainant was provided with the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center number, Equifax and TransUnion information. The complainant had no money lost and had cancelled her credit cards and put a hold on her bank account. She was advised to have a computer specialist scan her phone and computer for spyware. The investigation is ongoing. Dec. 15. A 78-year-old complainant from Sawa Sen reported that an unknown male called her claiming that her adult daughter had been arrested in Palm Springs, California. The complainant was requested to provide bail money in the amount of $9,200. The suspect stated he would send a bailiff to the complainant's home to collect the money. She was told not to speak to anyone about the bail money. The complainant decided to contact her daughter just in case, and her daughter advised her to call the police as she was confirmed safe at work. The suspect made further calls to the complainant to set up the collection of bail money but never attended to collect the money. The investigation is ongoing. Dec. 14. Police attended a residence in the 5000 block of Springs Boulevard for a report of fraud. The complainant had been scammed out of $1,700 in gift cards. The day prior, the complainant had spoken to a suspect who convinced the complainant that he had won $7 million and a Mercedes. The complainant was instructed to purchase gift cards to cover the tax of delivering the Mercedes to Canada from the USA. The investigation determined that the phone number associated to the suspect was spoofed. No personal information was shared with the suspect. No avenues of investigation are available to identify the suspect. Dec. 14. A complainant reported receiving a text message from an unknown person purporting to be her cousin from Eastern Canada. The message requested confidential assistance and money. The complainant contacted her cousin and confirmed that the message was a scam. No money sent, lost. Computer and phone safety measures discussed with complainant. Dec. 13. Officers attended the 5000 block of Willow Springs Avenue for reported theft of 5 strands of Christmas lights from the front yard. The theft had occurred overnight between December 11 and 12. 5 strands had been taken, and several more had been bundled and left on the lawn, as if the thief had been interrupted. There were no witnesses or suspects, and no CCTV. The lights had an approximate value of $100. December 12, A complainant reported a theft of a Lululemon package that had been delivered to the lobby area of an apartment building located at the 5000 block Springs Boulevard. The complainant advised that she had $266 of clothing delivered, in a single package on November 27. When she returned home on November 28, the package was no longer in the lobby area where it was delivered. There was surveillance video available, and identification of a suspect is likely. Ladner asterisk deck. 18. A complainant reported that he had a canister of bear spray for relinquishment. Police attended the Ladner residence and took possession of the item. Bear spray lodged for destruction. Deck. 18. Two people reported that a car had lost control in the 3700 block of 41B Street due to the slippery road conditions. They reported the vehicle had gone off the road, hit a hydro pole, and gone into the ditch. The hydro pole appeared to have a live wire dangling and sparking. Police, fire, and BC Hydro attended. The hydro pole was rendered safe, and the vehicle was towed. The road was straight and flat, but conditions were very snowy and icy at the time of the collision. Damage was estimated to be approximately $6,000. No injuries. Deck. 18. A driver approached a static roadblock in the 4800 block of Highway 17A at a high rate of speed and only stopped once an officer banged on her rear passenger window. The driver denied having anything to drink. A mandatory breath demand was read and the driver provided two samples of breath resulting in, WARN, readings. The driver was issued a three-day immediate roadside prohibition. The vehicle was driven from the scene by a sober operator. Deck. 16. A caller reported an unknown elderly male in the 5200 block of Ladner Trunk Road, who appeared confused and lost and could not find his way home. The male was able to advise police of his full name and address, but not how to get there. Police transported the man to his residence and helped him with safety protocols. Deck. 16. A complainant reported an unknown person had been in their backyard chicken coop. The unknown intruder had set a fire in the coop and left a mess. The complainant also showed police a brick that had been moved from a large pile of bricks beside the co-op. Suspect not known. Deck. 16. An unknown civilian flagged down police to advise of a male throwing rocks at vehicles in the 3600 block of Arthur Drive. Police located the male swearing, yelling, and throwing a brick at the bus stop glass. Police attempted to converse with the male, however, the male picked up a brick and threw it toward the police officer, narrowly missing his head and hitting the rear passenger window of the police car. The male was arrested. There was approximately $1,000 in damage to other civilian vehicles. Deck. 15. A complainant working in Tilbury Industrial Park in the 7300 block of Wilson Avenue reported that someone attempted to change his direct deposit banking information at his work. The complainant stated his payroll department received an email from someone claiming to be him requesting to change his banking information. The complainant became aware and notified payroll before any deposit was made. No loss. Deck. 14. A resident called DPD to report a job scam on Facebook, and advised she had lost $700. The complainant said that she reached out to a company on Facebook and they offered her a job as a virtual personal assistant. She was directed to purchase $700 Apple gift cards and forward them via private Facebook message. She followed the instructions, but did not get paid for her service. She eventually found out that it was a fraud. No further avenues of investigation are available. Deck. 13. A complainant reported a hit and run in the 5100 block of Ladner Trunk Road. The complainant was grocery shopping and left her car parked in the back lot while she shopped. When she returned, there was damage to the left rear bumper. Damage was estimated at $2,000. No CCTV available. The complainant was referred to ICBC.